Our agenda is conditional use number 2479, The Crossings at Oak Orchard LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District to amend conditional use number 677 to allow for two additional lots into the Riverwinds, formerly known as Oak Orchard West Manufactured Home Park, to be located on a 0.37-acre portion, more or less, of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 35 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Devon Drive within the Riverwinds, formerly known as Oak Orchard West Manufactured Home Park, located on the south side of Oak Orchard Road, which is Route 5. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 29, Parcel 222.03, and staff would note it is a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the formally approved manufactured home park site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan for the current application. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis report, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners. Blake Carey from the Smith Firm on behalf of the applicant, Crossings at Oak Orchard LLC. I think it makes the most sense to begin with a background on the applicant's ownership of the property and its use. The property, as you heard, is located within the mobile home community, which was converted to a condominium of Riverwinds that was once known as Oak Orchard West and Driftwood Park before that. The property as a whole was approved as a mobile home park pursuant to CU 677 in 1982, a year before I was born, with a maximum number of units not to exceed 112. It was then converted to a condominium in 1996. The specific parcel for the property is Sussex County Tax Map number 234-29.00-222.03. The applicants acquired the property in or around November of 2005 when they purchased 101 of 112 lots within the Oak Orchard West condominium and additionally common elements there. They've since acquired one more lot such that they now own 102 of 112. Notably, the lot at the heart of the application is 0.37 acres and situated along the rear of the property. It's sat vacant since the property's inception, or the mobile home park's inception. Since the applicant's acquisition of the property, they've rented their lots, both improved and unimproved, within the community, providing affordable housing options to residents of Sussex County. The applicant's desire to convert the existing lot into two more lots in order to provide two additional possibilities for residential rentals within Winter Riverwinds. Since CU 67, restricted lots not to exceed 112, we're respectfully requesting conditional use CU 2479 to amend CU 67 and permit these two additional lots, which would then bring us to 114. Other important factors regarding the property and the application: water for the property is provided by Tidewater, sewer for the property is provided by the county. The intent is to improve each lot to be created with a mobile home and rent those consistent with over 90% of the other lots within the community. All pertinent setbacks would be met, obviously, and it's worthwhile to note that the applicant is the owner of roughly 90% of the votes within the condominium as well. With respect to findings of fact and information requesting or supporting the recommendation and approval, as you've heard, the applicant seeking an ordinance granting essentially an amendment of CU 677 to allow the subdivision of the 0.37 acre parcel of land zoned general residential into two lots, proposes lots 113 and 114. Notably, CU 677, again restricted lots to 112 units, proposed subdivision of the lot in question into two would then increase that from 112 to 114. And this would allow those two vacant lot, or one lot that sat vacant forever, to be two lots that we could rent out to other folks. Proposed conditional use is similar in character to the surrounding area and the properties along Oak Orchard Road, the community itself, and its surrounding 1 mile radius, which include mobile home parks, zone is GR, general residential, across Oak Orchard Road to the north, which I believe is Driftwood Village, to the west, Oak Meadows, and to the south. A parcel southeast of the property is zoned neighborhood business, and that houses Middlesex Water Company. Accordingly, proposed use will have no adverse impact on the character of the surrounding area or property values therein. DLDOT has determined that a traffic impact study is not necessary. Local environment will also not be impacted. This GR parcel is located in a coastal area pursuant to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan, which is a growth area similar to the parcels to the west, east, south, and across Oak Orchard Road from the parcel. Notably, in a coastal area, the county encourages appropriate forms of concentrated new development and a range of housing types, including supporting medium and higher density where they have sufficient water and sewer and are near sufficient commercial and employment centers, keeping in the character of the area and along a main road. Here, the applicant's proposed use is that of two mobile home lots in an already existing mobile home community that's been condominiumized. The lot currently exists and sits vacant. The applicant, again, desires to subdivide that into two lots so it can provide affordable housing rental opportunities to those in Sussex County. County staff analysis of the CU concluded that the request could be consistent with the surrounding land uses, zoning, and general environmental, given considerations of scale and impact. Again, the surrounding property within this community, they're already mobile homes, so it's just creating two more within the mobile home park. Proposed conditional use will also benefit the health, safety, and welfare of future residents of Sussex County. As I mentioned, the proposed subdivision of the area into two lots will create two more rentable units and therefore provide additional rental opportunities for residents of Sussex County, something we all know the county is in dire need of. The use will not impact neighboring properties or roadways. The neighboring properties, again, consist of lots improved by mobile homes that are being rented out. This is the same idea. Additionally, as I noted, two more residential rentable units will directly benefit residents surrounding. As a result, we believe the application is consistent with the code's requirements for a conditional use. Certainly happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, sir. And we will start with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any questions. Pretty cut and dry.
Mr. Collins?
Could you clarify who owns most of the mobile homes that are in the park?
The applicant.
The applicant owns most of them?
Correct.
Okay. So if you said it wasn't the applicant, I would not probably ask the next question, which is, what's the plan to address the status of some of those homes? Because there are a fair number of them are in fairly poor shape. Are we going to just bring in two more that are in poor condition?
Certainly the intent is to bring in two new ones. Mm-hmm. With respect to some, now when I say the applicant owns a majority, they don't own all of them.
Sure.
So some lots are rented out and folks place their mobile home there. In other situations, the applicant has the lot and the mobile home. So there is a push to do as much as they can to work through any trouble areas.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions. We do have a need for affordable housing options, and this is certainly one of those options to pursue. I'm just concerned about just because it's affordable doesn't mean it shouldn't look livable.
Sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No questions.
Okay. So the lot 113 is the former recreational area, but because he owns the majority, that's taken off the table. I just want to say that for the record.
Correct.
I don't have any other questions.
Just following up on that, because I was looking at the site plan too, I was having a hard time figuring out where in the lot. Can you go to the, yeah, or just describe where it is, however you want to do it?
Well, let's let me write on this.
Probably.
If
you're not technologically challenged like me.
Point it out.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever gotten that right?
Not on the first try, no.
Right here.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Because that was what I was confused about. It was like 112 lots, and I'm not the best at math, I'll be the first to admit, but I was having a hard time figuring out, well, if it's one lot, you know, that exists, how are we getting two out of one?
Right.
And that'd be one more. So this wasn't actually a lot before.
Just
okay,
vacant space.
And yes, it was space that was vacant, and we're making two lots in the former vacant space.
Right.
All right, now I understand it. Thanks.
Yep.
Okay.
Your math is right.
Yeah, all right. Just want to make sure I was following it correct.
Any other questions? Okay, if you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anybody has interest.
Thank you.
Application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2479, the crossings at Oak Orchard LLC? Would anyone here like to speak in opposition? Any further questions, council? Okay, I will close the record on conditional use number 2479.